This is episode 2323 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, getting ready to do one of the most important things you could do for yourself all day long, and that is to meditate. There's more and more research coming out these days showing how meditation is one of the best things you can do for your mind, your body, and to uplift your spirits. And that's what this week is all about. The theme we're exploring all week long is how to stay motivated when you feel like giving up. And to help you hone your motivation muscles, you have a very special challenge this week. Your challenge is to create a quest, to think about what you are passionate about. And this might be something that you've done in the past, or it could be something that you've always yearned for in your life. Maybe you've always wanted to travel, or maybe you have always wanted to live a certain way. But maybe you're not able to do that right now. Maybe you could go on a quest to capture that feeling of how you want to live. I did this when I moved from Japan back to the United States. And at that time, I was living in Seattle. And when I was living there, I really missed the Japanese tea ceremony. Fortunately, in Seattle, there's a strong Japanese influence. So there were some tea houses, and there were also some beautiful Japanese gardens and some shops that had Japanese decor. There was a Japanese grocery store, my favorite one when I lived in Japan. And so this was a great little excursion for me whenever I was feeling like I wanted to be in Japan again. I would go to these places and I would get that feeling again of how I felt when I studied the Japanese tea ceremony and ikebana and the different things I was involved in Japan. And I remember when we moved to the East Coast, where I currently live, and there just isn't as much influence from Asia, or especially Japan, where I currently live in Florida. So what I did almost 7 years ago is I decided to start a podcast to share meditation, because where I lived at that time, there were not a lot of people who were too interested in meditation in the section of the city where I lived. And so I thought, why don't I go online and meet other meditators that way? So that is what I did. And podcasts weren't too popular back then, but it didn't matter, because for me, it was a way to share meditation. And it was a way for me to feel connected with the teachings that I learned in Japan and Asia and in other areas where I studied. So I was very pleased when more and more people started listening to the podcast. And now here you are, and it's really been a wonderful quest. So my quest was really born out of my pain of not being able to really express myself or pursue my passion in my immediate area where I lived. So you don't necessarily have to have all the pieces in place when you start your quest. In fact, that's what a quest is all about. It's about going out there a little out of your comfort zone and discovering. You never know where your quest may lead you. I want to share with you from the book we're following along with, from Chris Guillebeau and his book, The Happiness of Pursuit. He says, "Your comfort zone may be more like a cage you can't escape from than a safe place you can retreat to. This is one of my favorite quotes out of the book because a quest does extend you out of your comfort zone, and you might learn things during your quest that you never foresaw. And also, your quest will change to accommodate your adventure. You may have very clearly in your mind what you think your quest is going to look like or turn out like, and it may be quite different. So it's important to be open to pivoting and adapting to a new version of what you thought you wanted. So this is the excitement of a quest. I'd love to hear from you and learn what your quest is all about. I've heard from many of you, and I so appreciate you reaching out to me. You can reach me at Sip and Ohm Instagram by sending me a direct message, and I'm sharing the journal prompt on my stories there every day. I'll try to get that up by 7 a.m. every morning. And you can also send me an email at mary@sipandohm.com. So one final quote from Chris Guillebeau is, "Always revisit my decisions in the light of new knowledge and information. Don't be afraid to change." So, I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you sit down, I encourage you to try this week's mudra. A mudra is a particular way you position your fingers and your hands that taps into a corresponding region of your brain. It works in a similar way as yoga or acupressure. You can see the mudra on the Instagram Sip and Ohm page. I'll share that with you there. To do it, it looks like a conch shell as you place your hands in this mudra. You're going to take your right hand and encircle it around the index finger of your left hand. You can hold your hands in your lap or at your chest. And then you're going to touch your right thumb tip to your index fingertip. You'll see if you look at the photo, it's the Shankha Mudra. This is a mudra that's done for purification. And it's popular in India to do before or after a purification ceremony. And I thought I would share it with you in today's meditation. And you might create a little ceremony for yourself. You might light a candle. You might have some symbols or representation of your quest around you. And do this mudra. As you sit down and close your eyes and begin to relax your mind and your body, visualize yourself on the beach, holding this conch shell, this shell that when you blow through it, it vibrates a deep sound. This is the sound that resonates with your soul's passion, your quest, your undertaking. Visualize yourself holding this conch, sitting on the beach with the waves gently washing up to shore and receding out again into the vast ocean. The vastness of the ocean reminds you of the possibilities in your life. You are limitless. Mentally affirm, "I share my truth." and visualize your quest. Opening your heart to a brand new beginning. You are so worth slowing down for.